school let out at 3:30, I guess, or something like that, or 3 o'clock. And I told all the students that when I drop my book on the floor, one of my textbooks on the floor, that means that we walk out of the class. And then when all the other students saw that we, this, my homeroom or whatever class that I was in for 7th period or 8th period, then they, if they saw me walking down the hall, then they would all get up and walk out of the classroom, and they did, all the black students. We went directly to the principal's office, laid all of our books on his counter, and then we proceeded to read the letter as to why we wanted more black teachers, more black history incorporated in the black history book, treated fairly as students. And also during that time, I took over a class, my history class, because the students were running over the teacher. The teacher, to me, was not strong enough to deal with the students who were very powerful at that time. It was disrupting my education. So, and she left the classroom, and then I took over after that. And then I was expelled. Father Grepp, he asked me back in 1968 to go up to Oshkosh State University to integrate the school system. And I had reservations. I hee-hawed around the bush, and I'm going, no, I really don't want to be thrown in that situation. I'm a bit tired after marching for open housing, blah, blah, and going to the Poor People's Campaign was coming up, and we were busy then. And he said, would you please go up there and integrate the school system? I said, okay, fine. So I did. I went and talked to the Common Council. I was politically involved. I joined the Young Democrats, and I became the first black young Miss Young Democrat from the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Passed all the criteria and the tests and everything and boned up on how to pass the test. And went to the Young Democrats Convention in Milwaukee, et cetera. And then I started doing speaking engagements around the campus, off campus, too.
Okay.
And I went to the Oshkosh Common Council, and I spoke to them about why we as black people should move up to Oshkosh. And I won over their favoritism, and they passed the open housing bill, and I believe it was right after Martin Luther King was killed, assassinated. So that was a par from the course, and I felt really good about that. It was an exhausting experience, but I felt very overwhelmed by the fact that they listened to me. Then I started going out for all the functions that black students, they would not take issue with, such as, do you want to be a homecoming queen? Do you want to join the sorority? Do you want to become the best-dressed co-ed on campus? I did all that. And just opened the doors for the other black students. I believe there was only 96 of us.